Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick straight off with a song called The Streets of Forbes, which is about an Australian bushranger, an Australian outlaw, sung beautifully here by two girls, Pauline Scanlon and Eilish Kennedy, from the west of Ireland down there in County Kerry, in Dingle, actually, on the Dingle Peninsula. This is a cracking version of a great bushranger ballad.
Come all you Lachlan men, and a terrible tale I'll tell, concerning love, a bushranger who in misfortune fell. His name it was Ben Hall, a man of high renown. He was hunted from a station, and like a dog shot down. Years he roamed the roads, and he showed the trap some fun. £1,000 was on his head with Gilbert and John Dunn. Then parted from his comrades, this outlaw did agree to give away bushranging and to cross the raging sea. Ben went to Gilban Creek, and that was his downfall. Oh, riddled like a sieve was our valiant Ben Hall. It was early in the morning, upon the 5th of May, that the 7 police surrounded him, as in his sleep. Dark, and he was chose to shoot the outlaw dead. The others fired madly, and they filled him full of lead. They rolled him in his blanket, and they tied him to his brow, and they dragged him through the streets of Forbes to show the prize they had. So come all you Lachlan men, and a terrible tale I'll tell, concerning of a bushranger who in misfortune fell. His name it was Ben Hall, a man of high renown. He was hunted from a station, and like a dog shot.
I think those lines about they dragged him round the streets of Forbes to show the prize they had, really chilling. You can just picture it, the poor tattered body of the outlaw Ben Hall being dragged behind his pad, his pony, his horse. Great version there of The Streets of Forbes from the album Lumiere, Pauline Scanlon and Eilish Kennedy, the duo that comprise Lumiere. Now, I've played that for a particular reason, because next week's show is going to be devoted entirely to folk songs about heroes and heroines, villains and villainesses, or whatever the female equivalent is. So there's going to be loads of stuff about people like Robin Hood and Lord Franklin, General Wolfe and Sweeney Todd the Demon Barber. If I can find a song about him, you never know. Now, last week I played you a track by Rory MacLeod from his album Brave Faces, called A Cut in Pay. Well, he's got a new album out, I did mention it. The new album is called The Glee and the Spark, and it's Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers, and they're setting off on a massive tour of these islands, which starts at the end of this month. I'll tell you a little bit about that after this. From his new album, The Glee and the Spark, here is Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers, with another version of a song that comes from way back in his canon, but I love, the Mariachi's Love Song. At one time, Rory was working in Mexico, working in a circus and fruit picking as well, I do believe. And this song is a true story, and it's well worth listening to very carefully, because it's a great story too. At the time, Rory was working in a band in the circus, in a mariachi band, and he and the other lads in the band were asked to go and play on a special occasion. This is the Mariachi's Love Song.
Mariachi's love song. of us mariachis. We were tired and hungry. We were aged between 15 and 23. We were playing for tips outside a crowded cafe. A man cried, "Vamanos, my name is Gonzalez. Come and play for me." And he led us away. "There'll be food too," he told us. "I work in a shop, and it's the birthday of my boss." We climbed into the back of a plantation truck. Gonzalez drove us through narrow streets that were dark, where gangs of dogs bark at you if you walk alone. To keep them away, you had to pretend to throw stones. We still plucked our guitars and breathed into whistles as he drove us rattling across town. Mauricio's restless fingers could never put his hot charanga down. Playfully, we always tinkled on, even when the crowd had gone. And tapping his fingers on the driving wheel, Gonzalez crying, "Toca la cabrón!" He was feeling pretty good, I can tell you. At a cabin, it was very dark. As Gonzalez led us up a winding path, the crickets ringing was the only sound, till one of us dropped a tin that jangled on the ground. "Shush," Gonzalez put a finger to his lips. "Shush." Then he gently gave the wooden door a push. Inside was even darker as blackness. Quiet and still, Gonzalez crept to a corner. We could see no one. Then he signaled us to play, and he switched the lights on. We piped, we sang, we whistled and strummed, but there was nobody there. We couldn't see anyone until Gonzalez moved to pull back the huge blind. A whole family were all lying in one big bed behind. They were all lying down, eight of them, looking sleepy and surprised. And as we played, and as I listened, I couldn't believe my eyes. The mother got up and put on a nightgown, and then leaned over to switch the big light on. She twisted her long dark hair into a braid. It was her old man. We'd come to serenade, and he was speechless, and his face smiled as we played. And we played. And stood in his vest and braces. His wife prepared food and poured us tequilas in glasses. Three babies still slept, their heads upon the pillow. A stroke in the heads of her young hermanos was their older sister, who listened, leaning up on her elbow. An older son shouted, "Suerte, hijo!" We all sang Felicidad, abuelo. I watched him as we played. We sang like lovers, tangled up in the joy that made the old man become younger. And as I sang, there was something inside me, bigger than all the talking and all the singing I was in love breathing with it. And I was a dreaming, maybe the truest love song we ever sang is our loneliest tune. But I was in love and I felt so truly in love in that little bedroom. I'd wander desperately trying to belong, to be everybody's brother, father and son, like the string bass I saw under the old Manny Hodges' home. He sings with it, he cries to it, it seems to keep him warm. He sings with it, he cries to it, it seems to keep him warm.
Stuff. If you don't know Rory McLeod's work, then I do recommend that you start with Footsteps and Heartbeats. I think that was the title of his first album, and follow it through from there. He is a true original, plays trombone, blues harmonica fantastically, tap dances, does all sorts. He's travelled all around Europe and America, Mexico, everywhere, performing, street musician, circus performer. He's done all sorts. And he's on the road with his band, The Familiar Strangers, and they are on tour from the end of this month. I won't read it all out because I'll be here for 4 days. Through April, he's at Dundee, Edinburgh, Eyemouth, all over them. May, Dumfries and Galloway, Newton Abbott, Purbeck, Stroud, Bristol, all over. June, July, August, he finishes off at the Towersey Folk Festival in Tame, Oxfordshire. If you get a chance to go and see him, do go. Details you can find on his website, which you can get to via our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of information there on every artist that's appeared on the show, but you'll find details of Rory McLeod's tour by going through to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Now, don't blame me for the lateness of this next track, because this album's been out for some time, but nobody sent it me, and in the end, I had to go and get hold of a copy myself. It's by Rhiannon Giddens. The album is called Tomorrow Is My Turn, and it's absolutely superb. You might know that Rhiannon Giddens is the ex-Carolina Chocolate Drops vocalist. She's a wonderfully creative and rooted musician and singer, classically trained originally, but she's freed her voice up, as she says. She's also a great banjo picker, and there's a lovely clip of her on YouTube playing a fretless banjo with nylon strings, something you really should go and see. She is, like I say, a consummate folk artist, deeply rooted in the tradition of African-American roots and blues and old-timey music. And this is a song which is one of my own particular favourites from the album, called Shake Sugaree. It was written by Elizabeth Cotton, who also wrote Freight Train. Many of you will know that Elizabeth Cotton was the nanny in the Seeger household. Pete Seeger and Peggy Seeger grew up being tended to by this wonderful African-American woman, Elizabeth Cotton, and they discovered that she'd taught herself to play the guitar. She was left-handed. She played it upside down and the wrong way round, but produced beautiful music and wrote some wonderful songs, including this one. Here's Rhiannon Giddens with Shake Sugaree.
Have a little song Everything I got is done and pawned. Everything I got is done and pawned. Pawn my watch, pawn my chain, pawn everything that was in my name.
Classic, classic piece of music, if ever there was. Rhiannon Giddens there from her album Tomorrow Is My Turn with Shake Sugary, a song written by Elizabeth Cotton, who also, as I said, wrote that classic song, Freight Train. She wrote it, by the way, when she was 11 years old, which I find quite amazing. Now, Rusca Hill is a new album that's come from two Limerick lads, Eamon O'Riordan on flute and Tony O'Connell on concertina. Together, the two of them have produced what I think is an absolutely beautiful instrumental album. There's a lovely pace and tone to the playing of these two lads. But let the music talk for itself. Here's a couple of band dances, Around the Fairy Fort and The New Broom Sweeps Clean. And I challenge you to slip a razor blade between the playing of these two lads. It is that tight. Great stuff.
Thank you.
cracking couple of tunes there. Around the Fairy Fort and then You Broom Sweeps Clean. That's from Eamon O'Riordan and Tony O'Connell's album Ruska Hill. Great stuff. Now, No Masters is a cooperative label working out of Sheffield in Yorkshire. Everybody involved with it, obviously, is part of the cooperative. It includes Coop Boys and Simpson, Jude Abbott from Chumbawamba, Joe Freya and Fee Fraser, and lots of other people. Well, they've just released an album on their label called Strawberry Leaves. The group concerned is the Old Fashioned, which is Pete Bullock on piano and clarinet, Fee Fraser on fiddle and vocals, and Howard Mitchell on double bass and melodeon. Beautiful, tasteful English stuff done to perfection. From the album Strawberry Leaves, this is a beautiful version of the traditional song, The Bonny Labouring Boy.
Saying cruel words.
was listening to that, it struck me that the tune isn't a million miles away from the lakes of Pontchartrain. Amazing. There must be, well, there are only 10 tunes in the world, aren't there, really, according to Sigmund Freud. And what does he know? He was a lousy banjo player. That was The Bonnie Labouring Boy from Strawberry Leaves, a new album by The Old Fashioned. That version, by the way, comes from the singing of the late and great Harry Cox. Now, I came across a young, new Irish band called Kern the other day while surfing the Tinterweb. Singer-guitarist S.J. McArdle, Barry Kieran on fiddle, and piper Brendan Macrina are the hub of the group, the trio that make up Kern. And to record their recent album, they co-opted Trevor Hutchinson, the great session bass player, plays on so many Irish albums. As you can imagine, with the lineup they've got there, with Barry Kieran on fiddle and Brendan Macrina on pipes, the instrumental tracks on the album are absolutely superb. But I'm going to play you a song now, written by S.J. McArdle, called The Hard Wind. And I'm just going to read you a note I got off their website. 140,000 young Irishmen joined the British Army during World War I. The Easter Rising occurred while they were away, and their homeland underwent a profound cultural shift. They came back from the trenches to be met with an often complete lack of compassion or empathy, and their stories were willfully forgotten as embarrassments to the new Irish Republic. Well, I think that S.J. McArdle has written a really fine and brave song here. From the album False Deceiver, this is Kern with The Hard Wind.
Your brother got the farm sold, you took the bull and the hat and gun, and you left unknown, saying, Mammy, ever out to war, I'll float on the hard wind. Threw your lot in as a volunteer, joined up with the Royal Dublin Fusiliers, and within an hour you had a new career in the hard wind. Friends taught you all the English song, and nobody cared where you came from, cause you were brothers, whether right or wrong, in the hard wind. France at the turning of the war's first year was all muck and blood and a smell of fear, and the prayers, Lord Jesus, get me out of here, in the hard wind. And you didn't get to Paris and you didn't meet girls, and no one ran their fingers through your Irish curls, and the war of the poets was a different world to the hard wind. And your new friends taught you all the English song, and nobody cared where you came from, cause you were brothers, whether right or wrong, in the hard wind. All went back to their families, mad or blind or cut off at the knees, but you left more than that at S.C.E. in the hard wind, cause they made you march past the Lord Lieutenant's seat, as your family turned away in shame along the street, and an old man told you you'd been sold for meat in the hard wind. Took their money and you sang their songs. Nobody cared where you came from, cause you were brothers, whether right or wrong, in the hard wind, in the hard wind, in the hard wind, in the hard wind.
A song about the 140,000 soldiers who joined the British Army from Ireland and went to fight abroad in France and Flanders fields, and on their return were largely shunned by what had become a new nation after the Easter Rising. Really interesting, complex and powerful song, I think. That's from Kern's album, The False Deceiver. And I'll play you a track or two from that album again in the weeks and months to come. Now, Karen Matheson is the great voice of Kappa Kaylee. She's got an album out called Uram, U-R-R-A-M, which is all in the Gaelic, in the native Scots language. I'm going to play you a track from it now, and I'll get the pronunciation of it wrong. I think it's Corrymore Avara Vrona. I think that's how you pronounce it. And the song is about a row between two women bards, two women songwriters. And the row gets that bitter, and the songs they write about each other get that savage that one of them actually dies of shock.
Chech mor vara evrani horo ukvi ukvishe tukve horo ukvi chech mor vara evrani horo ukvi ukvishe tukve horo ukvi chech katriana gjonyan horo
Mor Avara Vrona, I think that's how you pronounce it. Track 6 from Karen Matheson's album of Gaelic songs, Uram, U-R-R-A-M. It's full of beautiful songs and fantastic arrangements. The work, I'm guessing, of Donald Shaw. Let's have a look. What does it say in here? Yes, produced by Donald Shaw. That man produces not just great albums, he also runs the Celtic Connections Festival, one of the great folk festivals of the world, which takes place in January in Glasgow every year. I've been several times myself, and it is absolutely wonderful. Time for a classic from Chris Smither, that great blues man, from one of his earlier albums, Train Home. This is his version of the Mississippi John Hurt song, Candyman.
Long. He sells as fast as a hog chews his corn. He's the candy man. He's the candy man. Whoa, you and the candy man, you're getting mighty thick. I believe you stuck on the candy man stick. Whoa, better, so the ladies say, hey, hey. He sold some candy to Sister Bay. The very next day she took all he had. He's the candy man. I say you and the candy man. I believe you stuck. Close to the candy man, he leaves a stick of candy in your hand, candy man. You candy man, oh, you and the candy man, you're getting mighty thick. I believe you stuck on the candy man stick. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Man's in town, eat the candy man. Sweet candy.
Well, I think that's what you call a single entendre song, not a double entendre at all. It's unabashedly bawdy. Candyman from Chris Smither's album Train Home. Now, I'm going to play another track from Claire Hastings' new album, Between River and Railway. If you listened last week, you know I played a couple of tracks from it. I'm absolutely amazed and abashed at this wonderful album produced by an extremely talented young lass from Scotland. This is a song called Let Romanski Go that I first heard the late and great Matt McGinn singing way back in the 60s and 70s. John Romanski was a Glasgow bank robber, and the British government during World War II used him to blow up safes behind the enemy lines and steal documents. They used a bank robber as part of, I suppose, the SOS, the Special Overseas Service. The trouble was that after the war was over, he couldn't stop blowing safes, and they kept catching him and sticking him in nick, and he kept escaping. Here's Claire Hastings with Let Rumensky Go.
Rumensky was his name. Johnny didn't he know it then, but he was set for fame. He did a wee bit job or two, he blew them open wide. But they caught him and they tried him and they bunged him right inside. Ali, 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 who, ali, oh. Open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. Him would he'd say he'd try his best, but then he yielded to temptation and they bunged him in again. New Johnny hit the headlines, entertained the boys below, when he climbed up to the prison roof and gave a one-man show. Ali, 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 who, ali, oh, open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. And when the war was raging, brass hats had a plan to purloin some information, but they could not find a man. So they nobbled John in prison, asked if he'd take a chance. Then they dropped him in a parachute beyond the coast of France. Ali, 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 who, ali, ho, open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. War was over, they shook him by the hat for stealing secret documents for the German High Command. So Johnny was rewarded for the job he did say well. They granted him a pardon for the prison and the cell. Ali, 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 who, ali, ho, open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. An error when he tried his hand once more, for they caught him at a blasting, and it wasn't worth the score. The jury pled for mercy, but the judge's voice was heard. 10 years without remission, and that's my final word. 10 years, my lord, that's far too long, we Johnny cried in vain. If you send me up for 10, I'll never commit again. Oh, give me another chance, my lord, I'm telling you no lie. For if you send me up for 10, I'll second and I'll die. Ali, ali, hey, ali, who, ali, oh. Open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. New Peter, he's a fortress, its walls are thick and stout, but it could not hurt wee Johnny when he felt like walking out. 5 times he took a powder, he left them in a fix. And every day they sweat and pray in case he makes it 6. Ali, ali, hey, ali, who, ali, oh. Open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go. Ali, ali, hey, ali, who, ali, oh. Open up your prison gates and let Rumensky go.
Well, song there about a Glasgow career criminal written by Norman Buchan. Rumensky became a commando and, as I said, often went behind enemy lines and blew their safes. But when he came back to Glasgow after the war, he just couldn't go back to Civvy Street. He was, I suppose, a master craftsman safe-cracker. You wouldn't expect a plumber or a joiner to stop plumbing and joinering when they came back from the war, would you? Well, there you go. I rest my case. Like I said, the great and late Norman Buchan, Scottish Labour MP, wrote that song, and I think it was first recorded by Enoch Kent. That was Claire Hastings there from my album Between River and Railway. Do go and have a listen to that album and get it. If you've got any musical taste at all, you should have that one. Now, I'm going to play you a beautiful piece of music here that I know absolutely nothing about. It comes from an album called Vadropar, I think you pronounce it, from Sweden. A couple of guys called Ridval and Mielva. And the track is called Akademie Polska. It is a Polska composed by one of Sweden's most famous musicians. All I know about this piece of music, really, is that it's played on the Hardanga fiddle and the nickel harp, and played most beautifully, too. I'll try and find out some more about this Swedish duo as soon as I can. But meanwhile, here's one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've heard in a long, long time. Something so beautiful about that piece of music. It was, I had all the feeling of Scandinavia, the wide open spaces, the fjords, the big skies, the big mountains. Great playing, and I'm no expert by any means on Scandinavian music. Hardanger fiddle and nickel harp. A Hardanger fiddle, it looks like an ordinary fiddle, but it's got sympathetic strings running under the bridge. And I'm not even going to try to describe the nickel harp. It is a bowed instrument, but it's also keyed at the same time. It's got loads of sympathetic strings, which gives it that natural resonance. The two instruments just work so beautifully together. That was Akademie Polska, and I've done what I should have done before, and I've opened up the booklet. And that tune was composed by Erik Sahlström in 1969. And it says here, Eric wrote this tune for the occasion when he was to receive the Royal Swedish Academy of Music's medal from King Gustav VI. Quote, I thought I should write a tune for the old boy, he was heard to say. I love that. That comes from an album called Vadropar, and the two musicians were Ridval and Mielva. I do hope I've pronounced their names correctly. Now, Auxerre, O-Z-E-R-E, are an incredibly talented bunch of people who come from the Ontario region of Canada. Jessica Deutsch on violin and vocals, Adrian Gross on mandolin and guitar, Lydia Munchinski on cello, Brett Higgins on bass, and Emily Rockarts on vocals. I just got hold of their new album, Finding Any Place, and from it, this is one of the best versions of Wayfaring Stranger I've heard in a long, long time. Great singing, great arrangements, and also, if you listen carefully, some wonderful mandolin playing, of which I'm incredibly jealous. Here's Auxerre.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of men, and there's no sickness, toil, no danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going.
Stuff. That was Wayfaring Stranger there from Auxerre's album Finding Any Place. Now, The Night Watch is a trio comprised of Kate Loxley on vocals, who also works with that band Teacups or The Teacups. Kevin Lees is a fine fiddler who was at one time in the Young Folk Award-winning band Last Orders. And Dave Wood is probably one of the leading young guitarists on the folk scene at the moment. He's played with Tom McConville and played with Malinky from 2007 until 2011. Well, the three of them, I think, are probably amongst the best exponents of English traditional music there are. Their new EP is just called The Night Watch, and from it I've picked this track because it seems to me to represent most perfectly what they do so beautifully. This is the traditional song, All Amongst the Barley.
Come ye out, it's now September, and the hunter's moon's begun, and through the wheat and stubble we hear the frequent gun. The leaves are fading yellow and burning into red, and the ripe and bearded barley is hanging down its head. All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the scythe? The wheat is like a rich man, he's sleek and well-to-do. The oats are like a pack of girls, all thin and dancing too. The rye is like a miser, all sulky, mean and small. And the ripe and bearded barley is the monarch of them all. All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the scythe?
Stuff. That girl has got a fabulous voice. There's a richness to it and a maturity to it that I really like. Kate Loxley there, together with Kevin Lees and Dave Wood, The Night Watch. And the EP is simply called The Night Watch, and that was All Amongst the Barley. Now, the Young'uns are on tour as I speak. They are probably one of the most happening trios on the planet at the moment. Just come back from a massive tour of Australia, where they went down a complete and utter storm. So I'm going to play you a little track now to give you a taste of the Young'uns. And if you like that taste, go and have a proper gander at them somewhere near you. They're going to be coming to Settle for the Settle Folk Festival the first weekend in September. But I'll tell you more about that as the summer moves on, if we ever do get a summer. From the album When Our Grandfathers Said No is the Young'uns with the Chemical Workers song, written by Ron Angel, who knew of what he was writing because he was that man. Set in the ICI in Teesside, I do believe, and one of the strongest industrial songs ever written in these islands.
A process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and a poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath.
And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. I've worked among the spinners, I've breathed in the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and an iron makes you choke. I've stood knee-deep in cyanide, been sick with a caustic burn. Been working rough and seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young lads like the money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on this job you'll pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, 2 days nearer death. But you go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. But you go.
Whoa, the Chemical Workers song there, from the Young'uns album When Our Grandfathers Said No. And like I said, they're on tour as I speak. Talking of tours, there's another tour I'm going to be plugging here for a lady called Mean Mary. How do you describe her? A one-woman guitar-picking, banjo-picking, singing typhoon, an earth force with a banjo and attitude. There's lots of ways you could describe her, I suppose, but she is quite a phenomenon. She's touring here, starting at Armagh, Northern Ireland, on the 15th of this month, going on to Pontypass, Market Hill, Belfast, Cookstown, and then coming to York in England, Filey, Beverley, Liverpool, Edale, right through to the end of the month, when she finishes at Faversham on May the 25th, before skipping across the pond to Epinal in France for a gig there. Details as ever through my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to Mean Mary's own website. Her new album is called Sweet, and from it this is a track called Bad Old John. I hope you're all sitting safely and securely in your armchairs, or have somebody in the room to look after you in case anything happens during this next number, because it's big.
A breeze and a song, a man called Bad Old John. Some say he's a saint, some say that I ain't, some say he's a cyclone spawn. Folks, they said to this very day, don't cross that son of a gun. Never been a man any meaner than or as bad as Bad Old John. Bad Old John. Never been a course, never seen a horse, so John could not stay calm. Never been a fight he couldn't set right, or a friend he could back on. When you try to stand and you need a hand, there's one bend you can turn. Never been a friend true to the head like a good old Bad Old John. Bad Old John. Bad Old John. the seas in a flying trapeze. I rode the morning sun, but I doubt you'd find any peace of mind, or a feet, or John's not done. A man comes along on a breeze and a song, a man called that old John. Some say he's a saint, or some say that he ain't, or he's just good or bad old John.
Seen her live, but I'm going to make an effort and go and catch her somewhere when she's on her tour of the UK this month. Mean Mary, cosmic banjo player and a force to be reckoned with, I think. Do go and see her if you get a chance. Now I'm going to move to a slightly more demure lady, Julie Murphy, one of the great singers of the contemporary Welsh folk scene. She's got a crystal clear voice, but more importantly, she gets inside the songs she sings. Like Maddie Pryor and the great June Tabor, the voice is an instrument to be used for the song. It's not about the singer. It's about the song, about the words, about the story that it's telling. I opened last week's show with Jim Murray's version of this song, Willie Taylor. This is Julie's version from her new album, Every Bird That Flies, and it is beautiful, in my humble opinion. And by the way, if you listen very carefully to the end of the song, you'll notice a reference to Ruth Ellis, who also shot her lover, but didn't get to be made the captain of an Isle of Man steam packet.
Willie Taylor and his youthful lover, full of joy and loyalty, they were going to the church to be married when he was pressed and sent to sea. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes fade away. She dressed herself up like a sailor, on her breast she wore a star, lovely fingers so long and tender, she gave them all just a smear of tar. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes fade away. On the ship there being a skirmish, she was one among the rest. A silver button flew off her jacket, there appeared a Sir, the captain, to this fair maid, what misfortune has brought you here? I'm in search of my true lover, who you pressed on another year. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes fade away. If you're in search of your true lover, tell me what might be his name. Willie Taylor, they do call him, Bob Fitzgerald is his name. If you get up tomorrow morning, early hours of break of day, there you'll spy your Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes fade away. She got up the very next morning, early hours of break of day. There she spied her Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. She took out a brace of pistol that she had at her command. There she shot her Willie Taylor and his bride at his right hand. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes, thousand breezes fade away. When the captain came to hear of the deed that she had done, he made her a ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man. But if her name had been Ruth Alice, and she'd shot her lover man, he was posh, she was common, so the law says she must hang. Thousand breezes fade away, thousand breezes, thousand breezes fade away.
Well, from the album Every Bird That Flies, that was Julie Murphy with her version of the traditional song Willie Taylor, and with a up-to-date addition on the end there. Beautiful. I've just got time for two more tracks, and I'm going to play you a track now from an album called Trawler Town, The Singing of the Fishing, John Connolly and Pete Sumner. You might remember I played Fisherman's Green from that, a song which a lot of people thought was traditional, but Fisherman's Green was in fact written by John Connolly, who comes from Cleethorpes, Grimsby area. The song I'm going to play, though, is not one of John's own. It was written by Mike Waterson of the Waterson family. It's called 3 Day Millionaire. 3 Day Millionaires were the lads who came back from the fishing grounds with their pockets stuffed full of money. They bought themselves a new suit when they landed and went on the tear for 3 days, in taxis, visiting pretty much every pub in Hull before they spent all the loot and got back on the boat again to go back to the weary fishing grounds. The song mentions Decky Learners. My mate Tony, who's no longer with us, was a Decky Learner from Hull who went out during his school holidays, which was a custom, up in the Hull area, and he went up to the Arctic Circle for his summer holidays working as a Decky Learner on a fishing trawler. 3 Day Millionaire is an absolutely cracking song, and it's done beautifully here by these two lads, and it's followed by a little tune called Fisherman's Frolic.
Left school on Friday, started work on Saturday, to catch the early tide and be a galley boy's me plan. On the fishing grounds to roam, 1,800 miles from home, I couldn't give a bugger, I'm a man.
I'll get a dacky learning, and the bonus I'll be earning, and the money comes in handy for the older aunt Anne. Frill cream in me hair, 3-day millionaire, I couldn't give a bugger, I'm a man. I'll get myself a suit made to show I'm in the fishing trade, put me brothel creepers on and swagger while I can. All me pots are pint-sized, watch me getting paralysed, I couldn't give a bugger, I'm a man. Now when I get a skipper, I'll get married, have a nipper, I'll take the lad to sea with me and show him what I can. I'll be a different sort of fella, get an house out in Kirkeller, and I'll show the bleeding neighbours who's a man.
Stuff from the album Trawler Town, The Singing of the Fishing. That was John Connolly and Pete Sumner with 3-Day Millionaire and Fisherman's Frolic. I'm going to finish with one of my favourite songs of all time, Christy Moore from the album This Is the Day, with one of the most beautiful songs on the planet. A celebration of life, a celebration of summer, a celebration of those great days that happen every so often and lift our souls and lift our lives. This is So Do I.
This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. The nightingale sings her best, we'll drink a pint in Hamilton's arrest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress, the fishermen dream of the sun in the west, and so do I, so do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me, this is the day the cuckoo likes, and so do I. When the hills fall down in different shapes and the swallows fly, to a hidden beach where boats can't go, mountain rivers overflow, I hear the squealing of the seagulls as off home they go. So do I, and so do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me.
I'll cross the seven oceans. Forevermore I'll wander till she has cast her loving spell on me. This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlew's cry. The nightingale sings her best, we'll drink a pint in Hamilton's Rest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress, and the fishermen dream in the sun in the west. So do I, and so do I.
So Do I, from his album This Is The Day. And there is still, I believe, a film on RTE called The Journey. It was broadcast recently, a couple of days ago, and I think it's still up there for you to go and have a look at on the RTE player. Christy Moore's life, the film is called The Journey, RTE player will get you to it. Thanks ever so much for listening, and a special thank you to those people listening in Australia and Canada, New Zealand, South Africa and the west of Ireland. Don't forget, go to the website 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you can download a podcast of this show and a podcast of all the previous 170 plonk programmes that have gone out so far. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to keep the faith, spread the word, and mind how you go. Ta-ra!